Hello, welcome. This meeting is being recorded with the intent to distribute. Recorded meetings provide a valuable resource for SNON members. By voluntarily sharing in this recorded meeting, members are providing expressed permission to SNON International Family Groups to record and distribute this material. As such, it's important to keep the following meeting guidelines in mind when sharing. When sharing, please speak clearly into the microphone without touching the recording equipment. As soon as you decide you want to share, please come to the front and wait for the previous person to finish so there will be as little time lapse between shares as possible. To ensure this recorded meeting reflects the SNON point of view, we ask that careful consideration is taken into account with the following guidelines. We do not mention or discuss specific titles and authors of publications other than SNON, SA, Al-Anon, or AA conference-approved literature. We leave our other identities outside the discussions, other 12-step programs, issues, philosophies, religions, therapies, and occupations. We speak about and from the SNON point of view. Please be aware that recording of this international convention breakout session will be distributed widely. If you wish to share at this meeting and would like to protect your anonymity, instead of stating your first name, you may say name withheld in the spirit of Tradition 12, or choose to share at a meeting that is not recorded. Will those who care to join me in a moment of silence, followed by the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Hi, I'm Adria from San Diego. I will read the SNON welcome. We welcome you to the International Conference of Los Angeles SNON Family Group and hope that in this fellowship you will find the help and friendship that we have been privileged to enjoy. We would like you to feel that we understand as perhaps few can. We too were lonely and frustrated, but here we have found that there is no situation too difficult to be bettered and no unhappiness too great to be lessened. The SNON family groups consist of relatives and friends of sexaholics who realize that by banding together, they can better solve their common problems. We urge you to try our program. Without spiritual help, living with or having lived with the sexaholic is too much for most of us. We become nervous, irritable, and unreasonable. Our thinking becomes confused, and our perspective becomes distorted. Rarely have we seen a person who was not greatly benefited by working the SNON program. The 12 steps of SNON, which we try to follow, are not easy. At first, we may think that some of them are unnecessary, but if we are honest, open-minded, and willing to apply the principles of the 12 steps to our lives, we find that the benefits can be limitless, including God's gift of serenity. Hello, welcome. Okay, the topic of today's meeting is discovery. Discovery, now what? Can somebody time me? I'll just take 5 minutes. Hi, I'm Adria. I have been in SNON for a little over a year now. My discovery was in April of 2023, 2 months after I got married to the day, 2 months. And it was earth-shattering, to say the least. Gosh, all the feelings. Anger, just, I felt stupid, confused, afraid. I was terrified. I didn't know what to do at all. I went to Google immediately to find out what am I supposed to do, you know? And I was just so scared, but I was glad to see something that said that you shouldn't make a decision about anything for 6 months. I was happy to see that because I was scared. I was scared to look like a failure. I didn't want to tell my family anything. It was just, I felt alone, but I didn't want to have to leave. I was afraid. I didn't want to be alone. I was just really just very scared, hurt, angry, couldn't sleep, couldn't eat. I knew that I couldn't do it alone. My husband started going to SA pretty much immediately that night, and I looked on the SA website for resources, and I found that there was Essanon, and I was like, okay, cool, this is something that I can maybe get some help with. The first Essanon meeting that I went to was a lot different than what I thought it was going to be. I didn't know that I was going there to work on myself. I thought I was just going to find out how to deal with my husband's sex, you know, how to deal with him hurting me and betraying me. When we start reading the steps, I was like, oh, okay, so we're really going to learn, like, we really learn a lot about their program and how they're working the program. And then it's like, no, you're working the steps. And I was like, what? And so I was mad about that. I was angry. You know, I didn't do anything. What do I have to work steps for? But I stayed. I kept coming. I took a little break because I was pretty resistant to it at first. And I made every excuse to not go to Essanon, because, again, what did I do? You know, nothing. And when I started coming back regularly is when I really got it. Like, oh, okay, I do need this. And I was doing things to make my life unmanageable. And it just felt good to finally be able to admit that and to see, like, wow, you know, I was not living in reality. I was living in a make-believe fantasy world. And just the things that I was doing to contribute to that terrible, really terrible space that we were in, was pretty eye-opening. After discovery, what I needed to get to was acceptance. It wasn't easy at all, obviously, but being able to accept that my husband had been acting out is what I needed to do. I didn't, at first it kind of felt like I was just kind of dismissing the behavior by accepting it, but I quickly started to realize that that isn't what acceptance is. Acceptance is just accepting what your reality is now, and it's not until I was able to accept it that I was able to actually move forward and grow and heal. And I attended Essanon more and more, and eventually got a sponsor, started working the steps, and just feels really good. I was mentioning the other day about how I feel better today than I did the day that I got married, which is unreal to me. Thank you. Discovery could have been something that just completely destroyed me, but with the help of Essanon, my sponsor, it actually opened my eyes, and I was in a pool of goo. And I grabbed a life preserver and was able to, you know, pull myself out of it. And that's that. Thank you for letting me share. Would someone like to read the reading for today? It's Reflections of Hope, page 194. Okay. Can you, this is a recorded meeting.
Hi, I'm Bernie. Reflections of Hope, page 194, My Journey to Reality. My journey to reality started with a dream that left me suspecting my husband was being dishonest with me. I told him about my dream, and I asked if there was anything he was keeping from me. He didn't answer. Instead, he got drunk. That event shifted something in my awareness regarding the life I had been living. It was as if my eyes were now open, ready to learn the truth. Through a set of events, I learned for the first time about my husband's secret life as a sexaholic. The revelations were difficult, but thankfully I found the loving and useful support of the Essanon Fellowship. Learning the truth about my relationship, though painful, started me on the journey of recovery from the effects of my husband's addiction to lust. I've learned I can't recover alone. I depend on the help of a loving God and the support of my Essanon sponsor and friends in the fellowship. Today, I live one day at a time with my eyes open. I am a much stronger person since I started living in reality. I can see now that before recovery, I was committed to fantasies of what I wanted things to be like, particularly in my relationship with my husband. Today, when we have difficulty in our relationship, it is often due to my bumping up against my old ideas of how things should be. Work in the Essanon program, page 72.
Okay, thank you, Bernie. Please remember, this is a recorded meeting. Essanon distributes member recordings to carry the message in the spirit of step 12. Members share from their own experience and do not represent Essanon as a whole. We encourage listeners to take what you like and leave the rest. Because our common welfare comes first, here are the guidelines for sharing during our meeting. Please come to the front of the room if you'd like to share. Please remember there is no crosstalk. That is, we share with the group as a whole rather than addressing comments or questions to individual members. We limit the length of our sharing so that everyone here will have a chance to speak. Our purpose in sharing is to discuss ourselves, not the sexaholic. Would you like to be the timekeeper for the meeting? Okay, the meeting is now open for sharing if anyone would like to come up and share on the topic. It's a small group, so we have a lot of time. 5 minutes.
Hi, I'm Elise. Hi. I like that reading. It just reminds me that I swore with mine was discovery and not disclosure, but that it felt like I was hit by a ton of bricks, that I was completely blindsided. And the reality of it is I, too, was living in fantasy land. I truly, in my heart of hearts, believed that I lived in this perfect world, the perfect marriage, perfect kids, perfect jobs, perfect house, all of this kind of stuff. I just was living in la-la land. And the reality of it is, when I got into program and I really started digging and seeing things for what they were, I realized there were a lot of signs that I chose to ignore. And I felt really stupid at the beginning. A lot of the people that were involved with my husband were people I thought were my friends. So it was a betrayal on so many sides, and I just felt stupid. The whole world thinks I'm dumb. The whole world's laughing at me. I was afraid to go out of the house. I was afraid just to go to the supermarket, feeling like I had to look around the corner to see if one of these people were going to see me. And the reality of it is, when I look back, there were a lot of signs of things that I saw, behavior, just simple things, like my husband couldn't look me straight in the face. He would lie to me and swear on our children's lives, but he couldn't look at me, kind of a thing. There were a lot of those kind of things. There were times that I would have those, I call it butterflies in my throat. It was the adrenaline rush kind of a thing. And I was getting ready to do a speaker's meeting in San Diego, and I was getting my talk ready, and I read it to my sponsor at the time. And I was talking about how I don't identify with a lot of people who grew up in these really dysfunctional families. I had a really nice family, a mom and dad who are still married, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going on and on and on kind of thing. And my talk was all about this, again, this fairy tale little childhood that I had. And she goes, stop. And I said, what? She said, I'm not going to let you do that anymore. And I said, what are you talking about? She said, your childhood wasn't as perfect. It wasn't as messed up as other people's, but it wasn't that perfect. I said, what do you mean? She goes, the fact that your sister married somebody who just got out of California Youth Authority for murder, did that like raise any red flags? And I go, well, that was because. And the fact that you found out your dad was having an inappropriate relationship, whether it was physical or not, well, I mean, and so it was just so interesting to me how I had chosen to just bury my head. And so when I look back now, years later, looking at this blindsided kind of thing, or I was dumb, the reality of it is I wasn't dumb. There was this internal voice doing like ping, ping, ping kind of thing at me. It wasn't that I was stupid. It was that I didn't have the self-confidence to listen to my inner voice and to listen when things were not right. And that's the beauty to me of what program has given me, is seeing reality for reality and learning to respect my inner voice. And when something doesn't feel right, I don't have to snoop to prove that I'm right. I can just say my adrenaline is going and I trust that inner voice now. So that's kind of the beauty of where I've come in program. Anyway, that's all I have. Thank you for letting me share.
Hi, I'm Bernie. I don't even know which direction to go. We've had a real interesting 2 days. So discovery for me was a hit and miss. The newbies talk about full disclosure. I didn't have that. I had things asked and answered after the initial knock on the door kind of experience at the dinner table. I'd ask questions, pass the salt, and by the way, did you? It seemed like every dinner time was I would manipulate to get more answers instead of, at that time, it just wasn't a popular thing for the full disclosure. And I'm so glad to hear that now, because it's painful and it's hard to see sponsees and people new to the program to step forward and say, I want it all, and I want it now, and please prepare, and I will prepare, and then I can move on. And I just didn't have that. Things kept falling by the wayside, and I found out things into years. I found things out with lie detectors. I found things out after a relapse, and by the way. So I like the way the therapists are doing it now, because we were quite a while ago. I think this is the message that I wanted to look at today. So we've been dealing for a very long time with addiction and sex addiction and alcoholism in my family. And I was with my son maybe the past 12 hours, and he had a relapse with alcoholism. And I said to him, I'm so grateful that we went through our own recovery program, because we can have a dialogue no matter what addiction you have. I've worked the steps, and it's like what was shared, you know, it's like you have to dive into your own program or you'll never survive. And so I did that for years and years. And so we're sitting there being compassionate, as I always was with my husband when a new slip or relapse would happen. I didn't own it in the sense of it. I didn't take on any responsibility except the fact that I just asked for honesty, and I asked for the boundary of, please tell me so that I don't stumble on it or find out through somebody else's verbiage. And it didn't always happen that way. So I'm sitting there with a son yesterday, tonight, last night, and this morning, of denial, denial, denial. And we both got in the car and we said, I don't think he's sober. And yet we got the dialogue, I got it this time. and I kind of shut down a little bit, because after discovery from my qualifier, I got a lot of, I got it this time. I know what to do. I have a program. I have a sponsor. I have people to, you know, to talk to. I got it this time. And then 3, 4, 5 months later, we'd have another relapse. So Essendon gave me the power to sustain making the decisions, do I stay or do I leave? One more time, I'm out of here. We must have had 30 of those one more time. So I don't have the answers, but I have such gratitude, because once I made that shift to work a program, it mattered that I'm in a family of addicts, but it gave me the empowerment to put it behind. And, you know, early on, there was always the saying, forgive, but don't completely forget, because those are those little internal signs and registering in my mind. It just doesn't feel right, or it just doesn't sound right, or I feel uncomfortable. And so now, through the program, I've had the courage to address it, because I was always afraid that if I addressed it, it would stir the pot a little bit, and the shame and guilt would come in from my qualifier, and then that would create acting out. So lesson learned, just hang into the program, work your program, and it will manifest in other areas of your life. I think that's really my message for today. So thanks.
Hello, my name's Eva. I'm a grateful SNOM member for about 7 years. First time I, how should I say, 7 years before that, I have bits and pieces of knowing something's wrong, but I don't know what is. But during those before 7 years, I went through total depression. And I blame it on menopause. I blame it on a lot of things that I'm not good enough. I blame it on everything else, even thinking about suicidal, something wrong with me. Until one day when my spouse shared with me about his affair. He betrayed me, my family, and moreover, everything I believe in. It came to the point that I had planned for divorce. And in my divorce, I planned to take nothing but give him everything because I feel I cannot take any more. I love him a lot. I had to give him the freedom. And 2 weeks before that, he had a dream. His dream was from God, where's your wife that I gave to you? And during our signing of divorce paper, divorcing that day, his Muslim lawyer came in with just total tears. My Christian lawyer came in, red eye. My husband came in, bright eyes, and go on his knees and say, Eva, can you give me one more chance? I said, you kidding me? I cannot give you one more chance. I have enough. And my lawyer had told me, remember what you told me. You do not want divorce. Just give him 1 month. 1 month after another. I have to say that I do love him a lot. That other woman had not stopped pestering me. Not my husband, me. There was a lot of battling to her, and I just say, I have enough. And he say, I love you very much. Can you renew your vow with me? And I say, I was very much debating. I have four children, and my children was behind me. And I don't have strength. I don't know what happened that day, and I say yes. And we went through, but I have to say, we went through a lot of bumpy rides. But the journey after I discovered, I thought was going to be hunky-dory, everything's over. It was not. He came back. The first thing he did, he went to SA. I say, why did he want to go to SA for? You know? And then the next thing I know, I saw the change. My husband was 180-degree change, and I was not changed. I had this grudge. I wanted to totally hold him and change him. I could not. So what did I do? Somebody say, well, I think you should go to SNOM for 6 times. I'm a perfectionist. I believe that I'm always right, you see. So I say, I go there, first, second, third, fourth meeting, I go in there and out. Nothing comes in, stays. Still have this grudging inside me. My discovery, I, like many people, have worked on our program. But during that time, the fifth meeting, it kind of hit me. I said, yeah, I understand the problem now. Sixth meeting, I say, I need to stay longer to work on me. And I did. And I would say that the discovery might be painful, rugged, but it's wonderful because I found a new me in the SNOM program. Thank you.
I'll share again. Hello, I'm Adria. I was just reading the further reflections in the reading today. I can see now that before recovery, I was committed to fantasies of what I wanted things to be like, particularly in my relationship with my husband. Yeah, that was definitely me. Pre-discovery, this one of the ways that I had made my life unmanageable is how I used to just try to control everything that my husband did that bugged me about him. Like, I would leave sticky notes all over the house for him, you know? Like, that's all you're going to... Insane things, like how he dried off after he got out of the shower. Like, you're not going to dry your back off completely? What's the matter with you? It would ruin my day when I would see him put his shirt on when his back was wet. I was like, just like full of rage. And he still does it now, but I don't care. I really don't care now. It's like, okay, it's you. Do you want to get mildew on your back? Be my guest. But no, everything, though. All the people that I used to try to control, I just don't care anymore about it. Because it's not my business, really. And that was one of the gifts that disclosure gave me. I have so much gratitude today that I didn't have in that moment. I was could not. The first Essanon meeting that I went to, actually, the topic was gratitude. I'm so thankful for my sexaholic husband. And I was like, okay, these women are crazy. but I am so grateful for it now. It's really amazing that we're both able to, we just have such a deeper connection now on the path, our individual paths to recovery. I keep things on my side of the street now. Yeah, it's just... It's a beautiful life. I don't look at SNL. At first it was like, oh, gosh, how long am I going to have to do this? And now it's, oh, I get to do it. I look forward to coming up for this convention, actually, which is not something that I would not have looked forward to any kind of plan a year and a half ago. But, yeah, I just feel so much more at peace now. And, yeah, I'm just grateful to be here. Thank you. We still have time for a couple more shares, if anybody...
Hi, I'm Frances, and I have been going to Essanon. It's probably a couple years, and I call myself a dabbler. I don't have a sponsor. I don't actually physically work the steps, writing. I just live the steps, which sounds like a total cop-out, but it works for me. I'm also learning about the 12 steps in general. I do a workshop on the 12 steps that includes people from all sorts of different 12-step meetings, and it's incredible, and it's a way of life, and it makes me understand my husband better. It makes me, like some of you have said, just let go and continue and live my life. I'm here with him, which is amazing. I never thought I would be here with him. Things aren't perfect. There was a revolving door of discovery, and there was a lot of anger on his part and denial that what he was doing was okay. It wasn't discovery. It was just something he hadn't told me yet. And so We are much closer now. The jury's still out whether we're going to stay together. And but I'm at peace with that. We're very close. We've been together for, God, I've lost count. I think it's 39 years, married for 35. And if we don't stay together, I think I can live with that. What I'm left with right now is he is not acting out. I believe him. He is going to meetings. He is managing his life. It's not as chaotic, so that helps me. However, a lot of the behavior that got so ingrained, the lying, deceiving, just not answering questions directly, I think it impacted his personality so much that, and I know I'm supposed to be talking about me, but I'll get around to me, it impacted his personality so much and sort of stuck that he still behaves that way, even though he's not acting out. And that would be the reason for me to leave. The reason for me to leave would be because I can't live in a world where there's no honesty. And little by little, he did go to treatment. He did try different meetings. He talks about emotional sobriety now, which has kind of become a new topic. And so sometimes I have little glimmers of hope. But in the meantime, while I'm dabbling in this 12-step world, I'm okay, and he's okay, and we're getting along, and I'm not afraid to call him on something if it doesn't sound right, or the butterflies, and anything. You know, I can say, hey, this doesn't feel right, and he's getting used to it. He doesn't get as defensive. He doesn't react as much. He's taking a little bit more responsibility. So we're doing this dance. But that's it. Thank you for letting me share.
Hi, I'm Joe, and I've been in Essanon a year and a half. I was married for 34 years, and I too thought I was in just the best marriage, and I just had such a great life. Wonderful children, traveled all over, did my dream job, did just thought I had just a great life, knew my husband for years before we dated, and then dated for a few years and got married, and I just thought we were having a wonderful life. But there were things that, little indications that, that's not right, and I'd get upset, and then he'd be very sorry about it, and then I'd be okay with it. Okay, yep, I forgive you and move on. And then we'd go on for a while, and we just had that pattern, like, through the years. And then, and I would always say, boy, something's not right. And he would be so convincing and say, oh, you know, everything's great, and no, those aren't issues at all. Or what he would really do is he would confess things, and he would go, oh, yeah, I did that, and, oh, I'm just so sorry, and, you know, and it was things like porn that I look back and I thought, well, yeah, that's what guys do, or that's normal, and he's sorry, and, I mean, I'm not going to leave him over that. Well, I just kept saying something's wrong. And in the meantime, I realized now, like, I had migraine headaches all the time. I had autoimmune things that came up. And I just thought they were normal. They ran in my family or my friends had them. And so, but every once in a while I'd say, something just doesn't seem right, but I couldn't put my finger on it. Even now, I just go, wow. I can even stay in that fantasy sometimes now where I'm like, it's a tough one. I feel like I'm really, like they say, keep coming back. It'll work if you work it. And so that's what I just keep doing. And I just feel like I've grown a little bit. But I was so, okay, so anyway, then one day I just said, you know, I think you need to go someplace and I'm going to stay here because something isn't right. And so we did. And a few days later, he texted me and said, you're correct. There is more to the story and it's bad. So then all of the story kept slowly coming out. Well, actually, we took a break, and it didn't come out. And I kept thinking, oh, I want full disclosure. And we just didn't know how to go about that, even though we had gone to counseling for a length of time and couldn't get in there. So I did not know where to turn other than places. So I hadn't heard of Essanon, or when I did, I thought, ooh, I would not want to go to that. Those are for, like, really, like, ooh, those are sick people. Perverts is what it was a joke. We have a joke around that. But anyway, so it was just it's been a slow process of working through that, wow, I don't have the life that I thought that I had and have struggled with a ton of anger. And just slowly working through all of that. So, they say keep coming back, and it works if you work it. So that's what I keep doing. I just feel like I'm a slow learner or something, and so I just keep working at it. Thanks.
I think we have time for one more if anybody wants to, or I can go ahead and close it up. Everybody's okay with that? Okay, thank you everyone for your shares. This is an anonymous program. We ask all members to respect our anonymity. The stories you hear are told in confidence and should not be repeated outside the meeting, including to spouses or family members. They are told so that we might better understand this program and ourselves, and to give encouragement and help to the newcomer so we may keep what we have been given. If anybody would like to join me in the Serenity Prayer, close the meeting. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Keep coming back. It works if you work it and you're working. Thank you, everyone.